As you might already well understand, the Church of Electric Scientology just recalled every cyber urinal manufactured from 13 November last year to April the 4th this year. That would be the first 20 and a bit weeks of production. This recall actually provides a rare glimpse into just how terrible cyber urinal production volume has really been, and how big a hole Electric Jesus has dug for Tesla in his relentless pursuit of producing this vehicular abomination. I'm John Logan from AutoExpert.com.au. New cars cheap, but Australia only, obviously. Website, can't. In spite of Electric Jesus being a genius who, quote, at this point knows more about manufacturing than any human being currently alive on Earth, end quote, the cyber urinal has a zero emission gas pedal, hashtag America, which is predisposed to getting stuck at what, in a combustion car at least, would be considered full noise. That's generally bad. Perhaps we can all agree that this is a significant design deficiency in a car which is, frankly, jam-packed with them. In other words, you give your cyber pisser a nice hard squirt, so to speak, the accelerator might shift forward and jam itself on, which is often not good. Mostly not good. Not really a surprise, given the overall shit quality of Teslas, but kind of amusing to those of us who watch this plug-in Ponzi scheme and especially its imminent collapse with interest. I frankly don't know what I enjoy more about this kind of thing. The litany of lies from Electric Jesus, that's always nice. The half-baked tech, such as full self-driving, by which they actually mean not actually full self-driving at all, if you don't want someone to die, but hey, we'll call it something it isn't anyway. Or simply the failure to get the automotive basics right, which is kind of the case with this recall. Pro tip, okay? Do not design accelerator pedals that jam wide open, which is an excellent safety tip for any self-respecting manufacturing genius, I'd suggest, or wannabe car maker. Tesla's share price is collapsing. Discounting is the only card they seem to hold in their hand left to play. The company has a middle-aged Model 3 and Model Y with no significant updates there, it seems. No much-hyped, affordable, small Tesla. Optimus non-robot still seemingly cannot chew gum and fart at the same time. The Hyperloop disappeared up its own Mobius recently. See what I did there? No robo-taxi either. No full autonomy. Employees being dismissed without warning at the factory gate using the time-honoured carmaker tradition of decimation upon the drawing of that unfortunate short straw. Which is kind of classy, you'd have to agree. I can't wait for BYD to make Tesla an offer, which they can't afford not to accept. Sometime in the next 3 to 5 years, I'm hoping. Tesla typically does not break down its production by model, so this recall opens the curtains on a window we don't normally get to look through, which is always entertaining. 3,878 Cybertrucks were recalled over this deficiency, according to the National Highway Traffic Safety Administration in America. It's 20 weeks, roughly, between the 13th of November and April the 4th. Now, 3,878 divided by 20 ish equals 193 urinal trucks per week on average, which is fairly shit considering they've been doing this for 5 months now. And Space Karen did talk it up. He kept promising to hit 150,000 rolling space urinals next year. Doesn't seem even close at this point, does it? Anyway, If you're one of the faithful in the 1.9 million magic urinal pre-order queue at 193 units per week, worst case, but hard numbers we actually know now, you'll get yours sometime in the next, oh, I don't know, 10,000 weeks. During an earnings call for Q1 this year, which was only recent, reported by Yahoo Finance on April the 24th, in fact, Electric Scientology was asked, quote, what progress has been made on the Cybertruck production ramp and what are the current challenges and expectations? Lars Moravi, who's Space Karen's Bishop of Vehicle Engineering, claimed Cybertruck production reached 1,000 units per week recently with ongoing efforts to address new technology challenges and supplier limitations. The focus remains on improving cost efficiency and production quality as volumes increase. Okay, so unlike Space Karen, I actually have vestigial engineering qualifications. So kindly allow me to break this down for you because it's kind of interesting. The production line for this vehicular abomination, it is claimed by them, has a capacity of 125,000 units annually, which is like 2,400 a week, potentially. That's when it's humming along, okay? Notwithstanding that this claim of them hitting 1,000 units per week sounds like unmitigated horse shit to me. And I say this mainly because Space Karen hasn't been gushing endlessly about achieving it on the corpse of Twitter. But even if it's true, they're still running the show only at about 40% of its peak capacity. And this means when you've got a mass production machine with immense capital costs and low profit margins per unit, designed to run specifically with the accelerator jammed hard on at 100%, that would be the production line, not the vehicle. And if you're only idling it along at 40% or something, you are basically running for yourself a giant incinerator for cash. Mass production is a loss maker at 40% capacity. There's really no other way to look at this. So they're burning Benjamins here, aren't they, in America? And they're burning them by the ton. Space Karen is essentially claiming that while fewer than 200 cyber pisses have been made per week over the first 5 months on average, they've magically just ramped that 500%, and Mr. Karen hasn't gotten up and riffed about it on X at all with his trousers off. That's kind of unlike him. The size of the hole this Ponzi scheme has dug for itself with the cyber pisser cannot be overestimated, in my view. Cybertrough was announced in 2019 and made it into half-assed production in 2024. The gestation period, therefore, 5 years, which is pretty quick for Tesla. The Model 3 is currently like 7 years old or something, and the Model Y is 5, if memory serves. So they're both, let's be kind, middle-aged, with no update on the horizon and plenty of shiny new competition from major car manufacturers inbound. The hiatus of updates on Model 3 and Model Y seems mainly because Captain Ehab here, steering the ship, has been pursuing this stainless steel whale, like the Moby Dickhead he appears to aspire to be. The exciting new Tesla small affordable EV, probably to be named the Model 2, is presently just a thought bubble, it seems. There's been no prick tease about that, save for the odd referential sermon by Space Karen. Nothing tangible or concrete to present, in other words. And he still seems to think it's appropriate to specify a time for the delivery of these kinds of things and then just keep pushing that back endlessly. That's just how Mr. Karen rolls publicly. The conclusion is that the new small EV that they might actually be able to build and sell is at least 5 years away. And even then, it's going to go into a mature market at the most sensitive price point. And Tesla has to last that long financially, frankly, just to achieve that model in market. Adding, for example, auto fart capability to Optimus is kind of unlikely to bridge this gap, is it? But ironically, this is not far from the latest sermon on Tesla's salvation proposed by Captain Ehab. Even if I'm kidnapped by aliens tomorrow, Tesla will solve autonomy, maybe slower, but for vehicles at least. Reality slipping tragically away from space Karen there, seemingly, just last week. I would argue that losing Mr. Musk would maybe not improve the chances of full autonomy, which, frankly, are zero, at least using current and foreseeable technology, but it might boost honesty and integrity in the corporate sector globally. So, overall, worth it. But what would the aliens do with him? Like, dude, no self-respecting alien would probe Elon Musk, I'd suggest. Musk's message to investors is pretty clear. He's got no new product. He's just boned more than 10% of employees globally, which is like 14,000 people. I think Tesla employed 140,000 people in 2023. And now he's got this urinal-sized black hole to deal with. But he says, chill, dude. Tesla's a tech company. You got to look at it like that. Any other frame of reference is simply wrong. Captain Ehab has been promising full autonomy since roughly 2016 or so. And it's always so tantalizingly close, is it not? Just a year or two away. Kind of like fusion power. And it never gets here. It never even gets closer. It's always the same, year or two away. Ultimate autonomy, prick tease. Unfortunately for Space Karen, who claims with a straight face that Tesla is now an artificial intelligence company on the cusp of full autonomy, still, with plans for a brand new robo-taxi. That old chestnut, just later this year too. The National Traffic Highway Safety Administration just need Captain Ehab fair in the harpoon. By virtue of its investigation just released into 956 Tesla crashes in which 29 people died. The agency found the, let's call them autonomy features in Teslas, were shit, I'm paraphrasing, at keeping the human driver sufficiently engaged in the driving process and were also relatively shit at identifying things that would be real red flags for a human driver, such as warning lights or flares or safety cones or those illuminated arrows that tell you to steer away from a frickin' hazard. Tesla's FSD is just kind of Ray Charles on things of that nature. Go figure. The agency also found that Tesla played fast and loose with the implementation of the tech. Go figure, compared with other car makers offering semi-autonomous driving features. FSD and its predecessor, Autopilot, actively discouraged driver engagement, they said, and there are huge gaps in its capability. The agency found crashes with no or late evasive action attempted by the driver were found across all Tesla hardware versions and crash circumstances. That's quite different to the in-house prick tease in a quarterly earnings call, typically, isn't it? Tesla doesn't sound like a company on the brink of full autonomy to me, not at all. It doesn't sound like a company poised to make billions out of rolling urinals made of magic bulletproof space steel and even more billions by deploying automotive autonomy in just a few months. It sounds like a company desperately trying not to drown, while at the same time trying so hard not to reveal the truth about how badly they've botched their head start on the market And they're doing this by deploying yet another life raft that's just full of horse shit and mirrors.